There are two types of margin when it comes to your money. One is good, the other is very, very bad. Hi, I'm Rob West. Proverbs 21:5 tells us that steady plotting brings prosperity, hasty speculation brings poverty. Nowhere is that more true than with your investments. I'll talk about that today, then it's on to your calls. 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is MoneyWise on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Okay, so first, what are the good and bad kinds of margin? Well, the good kind is margin in your budget. It's money left over after paying all of your bills and obligations. We sometimes call it discretionary income. You need this margin so that you can save for emergencies and invest for the future. That's why we call it good, and so does God's Word. Proverbs 21:20 says, "Precious treasure and oil are in a wise man's dwelling, but a foolish man devours it." Now, the other kind of margin involves your investments, and it's really a form of gambling. Thankfully, margin investing is generally prohibited in qualified retirement accounts like your 401k or IRA. But that still leaves regular brokerage accounts where margin investing is not only allowed, in many cases it's encouraged by brokerages. According to Yardeni Research, investors who used margin currently owe around $750 billion. That figure is down from a year ago, so the trend is heading in the right direction. But that still leaves an enormous risk for margin investors, especially with the market's current volatility. So what exactly is margin investing? Well, it's when you borrow money from your brokerage to invest more than you otherwise could with your own money. You're actually betting that the stocks you buy with margin will increase in value. And if they do, well, you're a winner. But if they don't, well, you're in for trouble. Here's an example. Let's say you inherit $50,000 from your rich uncle. You can't put the money in your 401k or IRA because you can only fund those with earned income. So you open a regular brokerage account like a Fidelity, Vanguard, or Schwab account. Then you hear about this amazing opportunity to invest on margin. The Federal Reserve allows investors to borrow from their brokerage up to 50% of the purchase price of a stock. What does that mean for your $50,000? Well, it means you can actually buy $100,000 worth of stock, doubling your holdings. If the stock increases in value, your gains would be twice what you'd make just with the $50,000. But that's one giant if. If the stock declines, well, you're on the hook for the losses. In theory, you could lose your entire portfolio if the stock went to zero because your initial $50,000 is collateral against what you borrowed. Don't think that can happen? Well, in 2000, Enron stock was selling for around $90 a share. A year later, after a horrific accounting scandal, Enron stock was selling for 26 cents a share. Investors lost billions. Now, why would a brokerage want you to invest on margin? Well, you think about it. It's sort of like borrowing chips from a casino to gamble with. A lot of folks would never dream of doing that, but investing on margin is really the same thing. And brokerages make it easy to do because they charge interest on the margin money they loan, increasing their revenues. And since your loan is collateralized by the money you put in, their risk of losing it is practically nil. Now, you must apply to invest on margin and provide financial details just like you would when you apply for a mortgage. But how hard is that? One popular investing platform, Robinhood, has gotten a bit of a bad reputation for pushing margin investing too hard and earning 5% interest on the money it loans. Of course, when the value of stocks bought with this leveraged money goes up, everyone is happy. But when it drops, you're the only loser and potentially a big loser. If the value of the stock bought with borrowed money drops low enough, as it certainly did with Enron, you'll experience what's known as a margin call. That's when your brokerage suddenly demands more money from you to hold your investment. That will happen automatically when the value of your total $100,000 investment drops to $25,000. That's the 25% maintenance margin required by law. But many brokerages will issue a margin call well before that. If you can't come up with the additional funds within what's usually a short time frame, the brokerage can then liquidate your investment, meaning they take the money you put in to cover their losses. The key to successful investing is to have a well-balanced portfolio and to hold it for a very long time. Investing requires patience. So we can't urge you enough, never invest with margin. The risk is simply too great. All right, your calls on any financial topic are next. 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. I'm Rob West, and we'll be right back.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Washington Watch. Coming up on this Friday edition of Washington Watch, last week...
No more tolerance for abusive actions by monopolies.
But is it really just another power grab by the federal government? Parents are not happy with classroom indoctrination and the radical policies they're pushing.
Washington Watch, weekday afternoons at 4 Central and Saturday evenings at 6 Central on American Family Radio.
President Trump needs to be thanked.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, this is a backhanded compliment I'm about to give President Trump, but when he committed to pro-life justices on the Supreme Court, he didn't know any better. So I commend President Trump for following through with his promises during his presidency. Had Hillary Clinton been elected president, none of these decisions would have happened.
Today's issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
If you're investing for retirement or any other goal, you may be wondering if it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market. Sound Mind Investing has a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. SMI has helped tens of thousands of Christians learn to be wise and faithful stewards in the area of investing. Profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market at soundmindinvesting.org.
This children's book has sold more than 3 million copies, and it's 15 years old. But its impact stretches far beyond the hearts and minds of children. Hear the story behind the Jesus Storybook Bible all week as we're joined by Sally Lloyd-Jones on a series called Jesus in Every Story.
Haven today, weekday mornings at 4:30 Central on American Family Radio. Listen online at AFR.net.
Siri, I need some advice.
What's up?
I have questions about planning for retirement, long-term care insurance. I don't know where to start.
It sounds like you need the MoneyWise app. It's a free app that will help you find those answers and more.
Really?
Sure thing. You can ask your questions within the app and access helpful articles and MoneyWise podcasts.
Sounds great. Siri, download the MoneyWise app.
Okay, searching for MoneyWise on the App Store. Learn more at app.moneywise.org.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Delighted to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. This is the program where we apply God's wisdom to your financial decisions and choices. Do you realize the Bible has more than 2,300 verses that deal with money and possessions? More than half the parables have some reference. The heart of God is clear as it relates to our money, beginning with the idea that God owns it all. It's all His, the cattle on a thousand hills. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. Well, that puts our role then as steward or manager, trustee, however you might want to refer to it. We're the manager of the King of Kings. Resources. That's a high calling, and that makes money a tool to accomplish God's purposes. Yes, we should provide for our families. That's clear in 1 Timothy, but we should also hold it loosely because I think even before provision, that unending list of needs and wants is an opportunity to give generously. You know, giving breaks the power of money in our lives. It's a privilege to be a pipeline into God's activity, not a reservoir where God's provision stops with us. But how do we navigate this life? How much is enough for our lifestyle? How much should we save for the future? What about debt? How about our giving? And where does that fit in, both the tithe and sacrificial giving beyond that? Well, on our knees and in God's Word with the principles we find in Scripture, I think we can make those decisions with confidence. And we like to do that together on this program each day as we gather in community, share these ideas, ask questions, and that's your invitation today. We have some lines open. We'd love to hear from you with whatever question is on your mind today. The number to call is 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Let's begin today in Arkansas. Killian, thank you for calling. How can I help you? Hi, Killian.
I would like to ask you a question. I'm 38 years old, and I do currently work, and I just want to know how to be able to be more financially literate when it comes to investing.
Yeah.
And part of one of the reasons why is, like, I want to be able to help my mom. My mom, recently, she became a widow last year in September, and my dad, he passed, and he was, like, the sole breadwinner, and I want to be able to help my mom. She does have some money that that he has set aside for her just in case if something happened to him, and I want to be able to help her. She's paid off her house. Only thing she's really paying is basically her utilities.
Okay.
It's probably like, I think it's like $90,000+.
Okay. Very good. Did you say her house is paid off? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then she has about $90,000 in investments.
Well, it's like a 401k.
Okay.
That my dad had, but it, you know, since she, you know, was the wife of my dad and everything, she was able to get it. So it's like roughly between $90,000 and $100,000, somewhere around there.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. And then, what are her income sources right now?
Well, she just works for the state. So that's basically her only source of income that she has coming in.
Okay. And then will she have her own retirement in addition to your dad's 401k?
They really don't offer that for her at her job. Okay. You know, she works for the state. They really don't have anything like that.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, first of all, Killian, I'm delighted to hear that you want to walk alongside your mom in this season. I know that'll be a blessing. We're called to do that in Scripture as we care for our parents. And I think that includes helping them financially navigate the resources God has entrusted to them. I'm delighted to hear your dad is providing for her even after his passing by way of these resources. And I think there's a couple of things you can do. Certainly, number one is, as you said, just continue to educate yourself on handling money God's way, and in particular around the idea of investments. I want to send you a resource. It's our gift to you. It's called the Sound Mind Investing Handbook. And I think, Killian, as you begin to work your way through that book, it will give you not only God's perspective and the biblical truths around investing and managing money, but also just some sound, wise counsel as to what does it look like to have a long-term perspective and how do you control your emotions and what's the right investment strategy based on your age, goals, and objectives. What does it look like to be properly diversified? All of these things that come right out of Scripture, but also really relate to how we practically manage money moving forward. With regard to your mom, I think there's a couple of things she can do. One is there's a great ministry called Widow Connection. You'll find it at widowconnection.com. Miriam and Valerie Neff are behind it and just have wonderful resources for widows, and in particular around this whole area of money management. I want to send you a second resource as well. So in addition to the Sound Mind Investing Handbook for you to manage, I'd like to send you a book for you to give your mom as a gift from us. It's called Wise Women Managing Money, Expert Advice on Debt, Wealth, Budgeting, and More. And it's from Miriam and Valerie Neff. And I think it'll be a great resource if she's interested in learning more. I think it'll be an encouragement written by Miriam, who is a widow, and can give her some great godly counsel. In terms of, I think, your next steps, you know, it's really important in a season like this, especially if your dad was the one who was primarily handling the money, for you to just really help her get a handle on things, to have some confidence that she knows where everything's at. So gathering all of the documents, getting a proper accounting of assets and liabilities, helping her really dial into her spending plan. What does it cover, or excuse me, what does it cost for her to live on a monthly basis, and getting an accurate recording of that budget, comparing that to her income, and looking at not only how she's going to manage that now, but then also down the road when she retires, what would it look like for her to live on Social Security, plus perhaps an income stream from whatever this 401k grows to, if those really are going to be the only two assets and income streams available. And then beginning to plan for that. What does she need to be able to save between now and retirement so that she can cover her expenses? And what will her budget look like at that point? I'm delighted to hear she's debt-free. That's going to help to keep her expenses as low as possible. So I think it's both you and she educating yourself on God's way of handling money. I think it's getting this proper accounting of assets and liabilities, insurance documents, all the legal affairs in order, helping her get that spending plan in place, and then doing some planning for the future around retirement. And I think the final step is really to get a godly financial planner or investment advisor to come alongside you to help you think about all of these things, to make sure she has the proper insurance in place, and doing some retirement planning so that you have a plan and she does, with some confidence that she knows, you know, if she continues to work for X number of years and she can save, you know, a certain amount of money, she'll be on track to be able to cover her expenses in that season of life. So I think those are really, you know, the next steps for you as you walk alongside her. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Well, let me do this. I'm going to have you hold the line. Pat's going to get your information. We're going to get these two resources out to you, the Sound Mind Investing Handbook for you and Wise Women Managing Money for your mom, and have her check out that website, widowconnection.com. All the best to you, Killian. Thank you so much for calling in today, and keep us posted on you and your mom. We'd love to learn more. Well, folks, a lot more to come on the broadcast today. Your questions at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Plus, we'll take some of your emails. I'll also share seven qualities of a disciplined investor. We talked about how not to invest in our opening segment. That is on margin. But what does it look like to be a faithful, disciplined investor? Well, I'll give you some of my thoughts coming up in just a little bit. More to come on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. Stick around.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute, no way.
There's a way, the Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
God's Word is packed with life-changing wisdom about your finances, and MoneyWise is here to help you and millions of others learn to be wise stewards. As a nonprofit organization, we rely on help from MoneyWise patrons, supporters of this mission, to help us continue and expand our outreach. Has God provided financial answers for you through this ministry? If so, please consider becoming a monthly MoneyWise patron. Visit MoneyWise.org and click Give on the homepage.
What does the American Family Association stand for?
AFA upholds the truth that all human beings, including the unborn, are created in the image of God and are worthy of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
These values and more are part of our mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. We want to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Thank you for standing with us.
Christian Healthcare Ministries enables believers to show love for one another by sharing each other's health costs.
through CHM's voluntary health cost-sharing programs, members uplift each other spiritually and financially. CHM is an eligible option under the Affordable Care Act and a Better Business Bureau accredited charity. Interested? Learn more by calling 800-791-6225 or online at chministries.org.
American Family Association President Tim Wildman.
Dad was concerned about the direction America was headed, and he was determined to do something about it. Maybe that describes you today. If it does, I want to strongly encourage you to consider a charitable gift annuity to American Family Association Foundation.
Call the AFA Foundation at 800-326-4543, extension 345.
How should we as Christians think about investing? What if we could invest our money in a way that aligns with what we believe? At Eventide, we believe it is possible to love God and love our neighbor in the very practice of investing. We design investments for performance and a better world so you can invest for the future with a sense of wholeness and purpose. We call this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at investeventide.com.
Thanks for joining us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host, and we're taking your calls and questions on anything financial today. We'd love to hear from you at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Before we go back to the phones, let me remind you, the MoneyWise app could be a great resource for you to manage your money. You know, in these challenging inflationary times, the last reading out in June has inflation year over year at 9.1%. And although most economists feel like that's the peak, that's hitting us hard. You're feeling it. I don't have to tell you that at the gas pump, the grocery store, and that's just the beginning. Car prices. Across the board, we're seeing costs going up. Well, how do you manage that? Well, it's more important than ever to have a spending plan, an accurate accounting of what it takes for you to manage your finances on a monthly basis, both the discretionary spending, those things you don't get a bill for, and the monthly fixed expenses, those things you do get a bill in the mail for, and, by the way, the non-recurring expenses, the things that happen every quarter or semi-annually. Having that plan captured, and then having a process to manage the flow of money in and out, giving every dollar a name and then controlling the flow throughout the month is really essential. Well, that's why we built over several years with a team of developers what I think is the very best money management system out there. It's right there in the palm of your hand in a smartphone app. It's beautiful. It's simple to use. And there's three systems in one. You can decide how hands-on you want to be or hands-off. System one is just track only, where you can have your transactions come down automatically, categorized, and monitor your spending just so you can stay on top of it. The next is a plan and track, where you actually create a budget and then track against it, and it resets every month. The third is the most hands-on approach. It's actually the one I'd recommend if your personality fits with it, and that's our digital envelope system, where you actually set up your spending plan, you automatically fund your envelopes at whatever interval you want each month, and then your transactions come into those envelopes, and you can see at any given moment, you and your spouse, if you're married, exactly what's left in each envelope, so you don't overspend. Well, whichever system is right for you, it's all right there in the MoneyWise app. So head to your app store today and search for MoneyWise Biblical Finance. By the way, all of our content's there, our broadcast archives. You can stream this program live, and you can interact with our MoneyWise community as well, posting questions, getting comments from listeners and our MoneyWise coaches. Just search for, again, in your app store, MoneyWise Biblical Finance. All right, back to the phones we go with two lines open, 800-525-7000. Kentucky, Harley, thank you for calling. Go right ahead.
Okie dokie. I'm calling basically two questions. The first question I had was about, I heard on one of your calls yesterday or the day before, something about guardianship issues, and I want to see if you have a number where I can call about that. And the second question I have is, I am blind, and I need to know if your app is speech-friendly for phones with speech.
Yes. That's a great question. Let me tackle the first one, and then I'll have to direct you to our support team for the answer to the second, because I actually don't know. I'm going to find out, though, because I'm glad you asked that question. As to guardianship issues, what you would be wanting to look for, Harley, is elder law, an elder law attorney. They don't necessarily specialize in all areas of law, but typically they would handle the needs specifically related to elder care. So disability and special needs planning, long-term care planning, of course, estate planning and settlement, but also guardianship and conservatorship. So you would want to find an elder law attorney. They could also make sure that you have all the necessary documents in place in addition to guardianship and conservatorship, like a durable power of attorney, so someone can take legal agent to make financial decisions when someone cannot, an advanced medical directive where you outline your health care wishes in case you become incapacitated, including a durable power of attorney specifically for health care. And then, of course, a living will, which sets out the treatments you do and do not want when necessary. So I think, you know, having an elder law attorney helping you navigate these kinds of issues and questions would be who you're looking for. If you don't have one, Harley, that you're aware of, you could reach out to a certified Kingdom advisor there in Kentucky on our website, moneywise.org. Just click find a CKA and then ask for a referral to a godly either estate planning attorney or elder law attorney. And just about every CKA will have an attorney that they would typically refer to. As to the app, what I'm going to do is have Pat get your information, and I'll have our support team reach out to you to let you know if, in fact, we have that capability for you to be able to navigate the app. If not, we will certainly add it to our roadmap. I can't promise how quickly we'll get it done, but our team is always adding enhancements and improvements. And if we don't have that capability, I want us to. So we'll see what it would take to do that. Is that helpful?
Yes. Appreciate it
all right.
So much.
Yes. Very good, Harley. Well, listen, you hold the line. We'll get your information, and we'll have somebody reach out and get in touch with you very soon. Let's head to Texas. Christy, you're next on the program. Go right ahead.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm calling regarding our IRAs and my children's college funds. Our investment company recently switched to Goldman Sachs, and they do not line up with, you know, our ideology biblically, and we're not comfortable leaving our money there. I'm trying to help my husband out. I apologize. I'm not real knowledgeable about our investing information.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm just trying to figure out where to begin that process of changing over to a biblically responsible company.
Yes.
How to get that ball rolling. So I'm going to hang up so I can hear your answer. Thank you.
Okay, very good. And we appreciate your call, Christy. You know, let me just affirm what you're saying here. You know, it's an exciting time for believers as it relates to the deployment of capital. And that's what you're doing when you're investing. It's a whole new day. The faith-based investing industry is growing. And so if we want our investments aligned with our values and priorities as Christians, we can do that. So I would reach out to a certified Kingdom advisor in your area and just confirm that they in fact do faith-based investing, and then they can help you move to a new custodian and then evaluate each of your investments to make sure that they do align with your values. I've got to take a break, but I'll talk more about this on the other side of the break, so stay with us.
You probably have a strategy for your finances, your career, even your retirement. But do you have a strategy for your giving? At the National Christian Foundation, we can help you create a giving strategy to inspire your family, maximize your resources, and leave a lasting legacy of faith. To learn how, visit moneywise.org/NCF.
Hannah's Heart, a half-hour program specifically designed to encourage Christian couples walking through infertility and miscarriage.
This is not a show that's going to promise you a certain outcome, mm-hmm. but this is a show that says however God answers your cry, we know that He's enough.
Hannah's Heart with Ann Cockrell and Kendra White each Saturday afternoon at 5 Central on American Family Radio. You can find the podcast at afr.net.
If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes be like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
What's most important to you when it comes to choosing your financial advisor? Someone who's aligned with your biblical values? How about someone who will take the time to explain your options in plain English? Certified Kingdom Advisors are professionals who meet high standards in competence and integrity and have been trained to offer biblical financial advice. To find a Certified Kingdom Advisor in your area, visit MoneyWise.org and click the link that says Find a CKA. That's MoneyWise.org.
Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, a growing national network of pastors committed to the authority of Scripture and preaching the whole counsel of God. We believe biblical obedience is the foundation for revival, and impacting our culture for Christ is our duty. For too long, the pulpits of America have been silent on the important issues such as marriage and family and assault on our liberty. Join us in the battle for truth on Stand in the Gap weekend, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. on American Family Radio, and visit us at AmericanPastorsNetwork.org.
Christian Healthcare Ministries enables believers to meet their healthcare costs affordably, biblically, and compassionately. It's not insurance, but a voluntary cost-sharing ministry based on the biblical example of Christians sharing each other's needs. And members aren't fined under the law for not having health insurance. Christian Healthcare Ministries might be your health cost solution. Call 800-791-6225 or visit chministries.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Thrilled to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host, taking your calls and questions with some lines open, 800-525-7000. What's on your mind today? Is it your spending plan, paying down debt? Maybe it's saving for the future or investing. We'd love to hear from you on whatever your topic is, 800-525-7000. Just before the break, Christy from Texas called to ask about moving her investments to a new custodian that perhaps aligns better with her values as a believer, she and her husband. And the great news is that's an opportunity that exists today, both in terms of understanding the company, the firm that is, in fact, the custodian of your assets, the one that is holding the assets, issuing the statements, providing the trading platform, all of that, but also the actual investments themselves. And Christy, for your IRA, if you wanted to transfer that, you really have two choices, I think, if you want to delegate this the management of these assets to an advisor or a money manager. You would either move it directly to a mutual fund family that's faith-based, meaning they make their investment decisions in light of God's word, making sure that particular companies, either their primary business activities or the use of their corporate profits are aligned with the priorities of believers. So you can move directly to a fund family like Eventide or Inspire or Guidestone, any number of fund families, Crossmark Global, or you could find an advisor that can deploy a faith-based investing strategy, actually selecting the investments in light of your Christian values. And if you'd like to do that, I'd recommend you reach out to a Certified Kingdom Advisor. Not all CKAs offer faith-based investing, so you'll want to ask that question in the interview process, but that would be the next step. And here's the opportunity. You know, as we think about faith-based investing, it really comes down to, first, a recognition that ownership is what we're doing when we invest. We're deploying capital as owners in companies. Now, we're very small percentage owners, but nevertheless, we're owners. And so if you want that to align with your values, you can really do that in three ways. Number one is avoiding. The second is what I'll call embracing. And the third is engaging. Let me define those. Avoiding simply says, I want to avoid companies where the primary business activity of the company is misaligned with my values, or Perhaps they just make widgets or detergent, but they use their corporate profits to effect change in the world, perhaps in a way that is misaligned with your values. In any case, you have the opportunity to avoid those companies. Embracing is actually selecting companies that either are promoting human flourishing and a positive impact in the world, or they're actually promoting a kingdom impact and specifically using the deployment of capital in their businesses to do that. And then the third is engagement, where you would actually express your values as an owner of a company to corporate leadership through investor relations, through proxy voting, through any number of ways to allow your values to be known, especially when you disagree with something that's happening at the company. All three of those are available. And what's exciting today is there are world-class investment opportunities, award-winning investment opportunities that really are faith-based in their approach. Timothy Funds would be another great example of those. So, Christy, I hope you'll do a little bit of research on that. Reach out to a certified Kingdom advisor. Check out the fund families on our website at moneywise.org. And I'm confident that you will be able to find exactly what you're looking for you and your husband. Thanks for your call today. Let's stay in Texas. Jennifer, you're next on the program. Go right ahead.
Hi. Yes, this is Jennifer from Texas, and my husband and I are in our early 60s. We are both retired educators. We both receive a pension. We have some money invested for income, receive some from that. We also have probably close to maybe $60,000 in cash. And my question is regarding long-term care. I haven't been really impressed with long-term care policies, and we need to plan for long-term care. And what might be some strategies for planning for long-term care? Should we invest maybe for growth and then switch to income at that point when we need that? Or what are some thoughts there?
Yeah, very good. Have you explored long-term care insurance policies, Jennifer, and you really haven't been happy with what you've found?
Well, we have. We just feel like the premiums are so high, and then the benefits are not, as good as they used to be with the policies that we've seen.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, it is a challenge. I would concur. I mean, it certainly can be an effective strategy, at least to offset a portion of the cost of care in this season of life, because if something is going to erode your assets, it's most often going to be in this season the cost of long-term care. I mean, it's just astronomical. The average, median cost for, a private room in a nursing home is about $106,000 a year. And, then we've got adult day health care services and in-home care. And, it's just astronomical. And so for folks who are wanting to offset that, typically when we have assets of, north of 200,000, but less than 2 million, which is most people, this is where having a long-term care insurance policy can be effective, because if you're below 200,000, you're typically going to rely on government assistance. If you're above 2 million, you can self-insure, but it's kind of in that middle ground where it can be really challenging. So I think the first option would be to look at a long-term care insurance policy, either as a rider to another policy or a straight long-term care insurance policy. But it does need to fit into your budget, and you need to allow for increases, because that's been one of the challenges with these types of policies, is the increases will often drive it up where it no longer fits in the budget. And if you can't sustain the policy, then it's all for naught. Apart from that, I think the key is just to try to invest for the future, which is more important now than ever as we lose purchasing power because of inflation. And so, even when we reach the retirement season, at age 61 and 63, we still have a decades long need for this money. And so that's why I would recommend, you're still thinking about having probably 30 to 40%, depending on your risk tolerance, in a stock allocation, even though you may have, you know, 40 or 50%, maybe 60% in fixed income. And that's going to give you a growth component, because that's the other way to really solve for this, is just to continue to grow your assets so that if you need long-term care, which on average, you know, folks will need it, 70% of Americans over 65 will need some sort of long-term care for an average of 18 to 24 months. And, you know, to be able to cover the cost of that, you're just going to have to try to grow your assets in such a way that you can self-fund that if you don't have a policy that's going to, you know, cover or absorb a portion of that. So you're in the sweet spot in terms of looking at a long-term care insurance policy, given your age. I recommend between 55 and 65. Beyond that, it's going to become cross prohibitive for sure. So I would at least take a look at it. And if you do it, I'd have an inflation rider on there, and I'd look at it not as something that's going to cover all of your long-term care expenses, but at least is just going to cover a portion of it. And if it does increase over time, you could actually reduce your benefits to keep it affordable. Beyond that, I would just say stay invested for the long term, and let's try to continue to grow your assets along the way. Hold on the line. We'll talk a bit more off the air. We'll be right back on MoneyWise. Stay with us.
The level of hostility in our country towards Christians seems to be growing with each passing day. Yet now is not the time to back down. This week on Pathway to Victory, Dr. Robert Jeffress teaches how to be salt and light in a culture that's becoming increasingly opposed to Christian values. Don't miss the series called America and the Bible, all this week on Pathway to Victory.
Weekday mornings at 6 Central on American Family Radio.
Washington Watch advances a culture where human life is valued and religious liberty thrives.
Hello, this is Tony Perkins, host of Washington Watch, right here on the American Family Radio Network, inviting you to join us each weekend for the weekend edition of Washington Watch for the latest from our nation's capital on what is happening as it pertains to faith, family, and freedom. You'll hear from policymakers, congressional leaders, and others each day, 4 p.m. Central Time. Be there.
Your kids are grown, and you're in a new stage of life. It's a challenging adjustment, but author Dr. Jim Burns says now is the time to make a fresh start. And his new book, Finding Joy in the Empty Nest, will equip you with practical biblical advice. Learn to manage big issues like aging parents, managing a fixed income, or how to help your children. Request your copy of Finding Joy in the Empty Nest with a gift of $25 or more at moneywise.org.
Investing is more than just returns. It's an expression of who you are and what you value. Does the way you invest your money reflect your identity as a Christian? At Eventide, we design investments for performance and a better world, so you can invest with the confidence to reach your financial goals while remaining true to your Christian values and commitments. We call this investing that makes the world rejoice. More is available at investeventide.com. That's investeventide.com.
$800-525-7000 is the number to call. I'm Rob West. This is MoneyWise on American Family Radio. Delighted to have you along with us today as we apply God's principles and wisdom to your financial decisions and choices. In our final segment here today, we have some lines open. We'd love to hear from you. Again, 800-525-7000. You know, the cost of long-term care is tremendous. The latest numbers that I've seen based on 2021 prices would be between $93,000 and $105,000 a year for nursing home care, around $55,000 for homemaker services, the same for a home health aide, about $52,000 for assisted living, and $20,000 a year for adult day health care. Most medical and disability insurance policies, including Medicare, don't cover long-term care, which is why it's important to at least consider a long-term care insurance policy to provide some benefit. You would be looking, depending upon your age, gender, and the type of plan and your health status, as a 65-year-old male, about $1,700 a year for a policy that would give you about $165,000 in benefit, while a single female of the same age at 65 will pay about $2,700. And so it's going to vary significantly depending upon your age and health status, but it's at least worth looking into either as a rider to another policy like a life insurance policy or as a straight long-term care insurance policy just to try to help to offset the extensive needs that 70%, 7 out of 10 seniors will need at some point during their lifetime, even though that care typically only is needed for a couple of years on average. So I would at least be thinking about it. Of course, if you're going to self-insure, the idea there is to keep your expenses as low as possible and try to grow your assets so you can fund the cost of long-term care over time. We began today by talking about investing. In fact, we talked about one of the challenges of investing is the increasing number of folks that are using margin, essentially debt or leverage, to invest with. It's akin to borrowing to have more chips at the poker table. And fortunately for many folks, which is not how we should be thinking about managing God's money. And so what is the appropriate way to think about our investing from a biblical perspective? Well, I think there's a few suggestions and ideas that perhaps I could offer to you. The first would be to be humble. Remember Ecclesiastes 1:9 says there's nothing new under the sun, and the instructions God has given us in his word have proven practical and effective. So there's safety in following priorities and guidelines that he's providing for our protection. That means abandoning them for a get-rich-quick strategy is not the way to go. We should be conscientious. We should be being responsible to start investing early, being systematic in our investments so we can provide for our families over time and being able to give more generously down the road. We should be prepared. We should have a written plan that lays out our investment strategy, one that reflects our personal goals and an appropriate level of risk, and then stick to that plan even with the ever-shifting market news and especially in light of the volatility that we're seeing today. As a disciplined investor that's faithful to God's word, we should be diversified. Ecclesiastes 11:2, divide your portion to 7 or even to 8, for you do not know what misfortune may occur on the earth, is what God's word tells us. Now, to be sure, higher profits can be made by concentrating your money in one or two opportunities. But here's the flip side of that. Staggering losses can be occurred as well. So avoid the temptation to concentrate your holdings so no loss, no one particular company's loss can devastate you. We've certainly seen that play out. And here's where that is often a trap. It's with your own company. It might be where you have a highly concentrated position in your own company stock. In some cases, those are difficult to avoid, but if you have the opportunity to diversify, I would heed the counsel of Scripture and do just that. Next is to be patient. Take your cue from the parable of the talents, where the master was away for, quote, a long time, and make your strategy a long-term one that aspires to build wealth slowly. This will allow you to take the up and down market cycles in stride. That's more important now than ever. You know, time is the enemy of the speculator, but it's the friend of the investor. Time, when it's on your side, is going to be helpful to you in the long run when it comes to investing if you can be disciplined and thoughtful around your plan. And then finally, be accountable. Show your plan to someone, a spouse, a trusted friend. Review it with them quarterly if you're making these decisions yourself, or choose to seek wise counsel. Take advantage of the help of a certified Kingdom advisor, somebody who can, with you, develop the investment plan, implement it for you so you can stay arm's length and perhaps detached emotionally from the ups and downs, knowing that somebody with expertise and training and an understanding of God's word is watching over this and counseling you, even making the decisions on your behalf. I think these are really key ideas as we think about how we handle God's money and how we invest in the days ahead, especially in light of these challenging times. Hey, before we wrap today, interesting news out that I just saw recently about cars. You know, we've been talking about what's going on with inflation as of late and the rising costs across the board. And that certainly has crept into the car market. If you're in the market for a vehicle, you are waiting for prices to drop. Well, I'm afraid you're going to have to keep waiting. And here's why. It's really around chip shortages and inventory issues that continue to plague the new and used car markets. And prices just keep climbing, and that unfortunately means car buyers on average are having to borrow more to pay for their vehicles, which means higher monthly car payments. Here was the study I saw just the other day. New numbers from Cox Automotive and Moody Analytics tell us that the average car payment has hit, you ready for this, $712 a month. That's a new high after 4 months of increases. These higher loan payments are fueled by, of course, higher new car prices, which have risen 12.6% in the last 12 months. But not only are new vehicles rising in cost, the latest government reports tell us that consumer prices for used cars and trucks continue to rise even faster, if you can believe it, over 16% in the last year. Now, you may have noticed that some used cars and trucks are selling for more than their original purchase price. And this, of course, bodes well if you have a trade-in, but prepare for sticker shock when you try to buy. Kelley Blue Book tells us now that a new car will set you back an average of more than $47,000. Here's a stunning fact as well. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics says that prices for new cars today are, you ready for this, 713% higher than in 1935. So a car bought for $15,000 in 1935 would cost more than $125,000 today. Prices have jumped more in the past year than in any year since 1975. So what do we do about that? What if you need to buy a new vehicle? Well, of course, you want to wait if you can. Some experts are predicting that used car prices may ease up later this year. New car prices will probably stay higher for longer since inventory is still tight. Waiting also, of course, has the benefit of allowing you to save more in your car fund. And I hope you have a car fund, something you've set aside to be saving to borrow as little as possible, if at all. Now, if you have to buy a car now and you can't pay cash, buying used is usually the best choice. You'll have lower taxes, of course, less depreciation and lower fees, and you can always buy a can of that new car smell if that's what you're looking for. We'll, of course, talk about car buying strategies another time, but for now, let me just recommend that if you can't pay all cash for a vehicle, you should still make the biggest down payment possible. Long-term debt is not your friend. We do not want to borrow, if at all possible, for depreciating assets. And finally, whether you buy new or used, when you finish paying off that car loan, keep making those payments, not to the loan company, but to yourself. You're already used to paying that amount every month. Hopefully, it's baked right into your budget, but now it can help you save for that next car when you need it, and maybe prices will come down by then. So hopefully that's of help to you as you think about these interesting times that we're in and how you should approach buying that car. Before we wrap today, let me take at least one email. We receive emails from folks all the time. We're so grateful to weigh in on each of these questions. This one comes from Brenda. She writes to us at questions@moneywise.org, and she says, Is it better to take Social Security at full retirement age or wait until age 70? You can wait until age 70. Every year beyond full retirement age, that monthly check will increase by 8%. Now, how do you think about that? Well, it's really going to depend on your financial need and your health status. Here's the thing. If you can get by without taking it, meaning you have other income sources, you can wait, and you're healthy, then I would say it makes sense to try to wait for most folks, because with that increase of 8% a year, you're locking that in for the rest of your life. How do you make up for that amount you weren't taking because you didn't start taking at full retirement age? Well, it's going to come through that higher check. And on average, it's going to take about 11 years for you to recoup that amount that you gave up between full retirement age and age 70. But as long as you live that long, and that's the key, you'll enjoy that higher check for the rest of your life. So something to think and pray about. Again, if you don't need the money and if you're healthy, you may want to consider waiting. Brenda, thank you for your email. That's going to do it for us today, folks. We covered a lot of ground. So thankful for your calls, for you being along with us today. I want to say thank you to my team as well today, providing research, Robert Sutherland, Mr. Devin Patrick, our engineer and producer today, and Pat Montague doing a marvelous job handling our phones today as well. So grateful for your involvement in the program. Come back and join us tomorrow. We'll do it all over again. In the meantime, may God bless you. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.